And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach. Doc, let's finish up with Dave in Ohio, whose little girl gets respiratory infections all the time. I'll let you finish up on your advice, and then we'll go to some other calls.
Sure. Well, in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the MSM and Glucogel, she also needs that Oxybody, but she also needs the colloidal silver. I want her to have a dropper full under her tongue, which is a dropper bottle, dropper full under her tongue. There's no alcohol and it won't burn, nothing like that, but it does kill viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. Say 10 minutes before breakfast, 10 minutes before lunch, 10 minutes before dinner time, and 10 minutes before bed. It'll kill all the bugs. And then also I want her to get an extra bottle of the EFAs and EFA pluses. So she can take three EFAs a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner time, and then the EFA pluses. I want her to have one at dinner, one at lunch, one at breakfast. And they can prevent and reverse asthma, respiratory issues of all kinds, okay, plus skin problems. And so this is kind of the way you start. But this is going to be a kind of forever thing. This is not something you can just do until she feels better and then go back to her old ways. She cannot ever go back to the bad foods.
Okay, great. Good tips, Doc. Good tips. And tell us about the books, Epigenetics. Where can you get that book?
Okay. Epigenetics is a summary of my thesis. It's in the Smithsonian Institute. The thesis sells for $25,000 each. The book Epigenetics, the subtitle is The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. It sells for $25, and it's a summary of that thesis. It's in the Smithsonian Institute on 20,000 autopsies. We sell them like 20 to 50 a day. I mean, it's like crazy. People need that information, and it's easy. It's easy reading. And it's a good investment for the family. And if they become one of our associates, it's a tax deduction. It makes great presents for holidays and birthdays and new babies and getting a promotion anytime a president is due. The information in that book will add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Not bad. Let's go to Wendy in Sedona, Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, great. Get a little closer to your phone, okay?
Yeah, I just did.
There you go. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Well, there's 1,000 lung diseases. Which one is it?
Well, I seem to have Babesia, Bartonella. I've got it all. And it seems like right now I have parasites, Candida, fungus, prions.
Who told you that?
I found a doctor through Catherine Austin Fitz's website, Solari.
Sure.
He's a world-renowned Lyme specialist. And I also did some, I live in Sedona, I did this bioenergetic medicine. I had a lot of issues for a long time. I grew up in Long Island near Plum Island Laboratories, which was a biowarfare lab. And a book about it.
All kinds of contaminations with that, Doc. So she's got Lyme disease. How do you fight that?
Okay, this is not difficult, okay? First thing she needs to do is get my book, Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures. Go to page 272 in chapter 10-11. And it tells her how to collect her hair, get a hair analysis. We'll find out if she's absorbing nutrients. We'll find out what nutrients she's low in. But also we'll find out if she has any toxic metals in her, like lead and mercury and uranium and stuff like that. That's the, and the book, again, chapter 10-11 tells you how to cut the hair, how to package it, where to ship it. Don't forget to put the check or money order in there because the laboratories won't run the test.
And then you get full results back from them?
She'll get full results back, and then contact us, and for no fee, we charge nothing to go review it with her and tell her how to interpret all the information, okay? And so that's a free service we provide. And then we want her to understand that when you have a low immune system, everything's going to jump on you, viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast, and worms, and all ticks, and all kinds of stuff. And so basically, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and start. How much do you weigh?
35.
I'm sorry?
135.
135. Okay. Do you have any other issues like high blood pressure, diabetes?
No.
Okay. Do you have any tinnitus or ringing in the ears?
No.
Okay. How many times?
No,
you wake
it
up
actually
night?
Started. It started off as, according to this doctor, the oranges of Lyme disease. There was a whole documentary about it. I had psychiatric issues. That's where it was first expressed, and then I did this. I went to this Lyme specialist, had this bioenergetic medicine.
I deal with thousands of people that have what you have every day around the world. So, okay, you don't have to explain that to me, but I want to know what your hair analysis says, so I know exactly what's going on. Are you absorbing anything? Okay, you can't tell just from, you know, what a doctor examines you and tells you by looking at you. You
got to have tests.
You have to have the tests in your hair analysis to find out how much you're absorbing, if you have any toxic metals and this kind of stuff, which you contribute.
Doc, I thought you got Lyme disease just from a tick or something like that.
Well, you know, if you're healthy, the tick can spit a lot of Lyme disease in you, and it won't get it, okay? And so there's other issues there. Lyme disease is not something that picks on healthy people. There's another issue there, is what I'm trying to say, okay? And so she does need to find this stuff out. Otherwise, she'll jump from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, and they'll all have their super treatment, and she'll just keep going from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor. If she wants to get rid of it, we got to do the test, okay? And that way we know exactly what we're doing. So this is not difficult. And so it's one of those things where let's get going there. In the meantime, we can start by having her at 100. She says she's
135.
135, okay. I'd have her get one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month and get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat butter rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, including carbonated water. And then she needs one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month. Take a half a dose of everything twice a day. She needs 2 bottles a month of the MSM. She can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner for her immune system. Also, it's good for the MSM helps make white blood cells in the bone marrow, so they go out and they eat all the bugs. Okay, so she needs more white blood cells to do that. And the program will help that. And let's see here. I would also have her take some of our OxyBody. It's going to give her some oxygen. That's bugs don't like oxygen.
Is that a capsule or what is that?
No, it's a liquid. It's a liquid.
You can Okay.
You can take a half ounce of breakfast, half ounce of dinner. So a quart's going to last her a month. OxyBody.
Interesting. I have this email in from Greta. It's kind of funny, but it's serious. She says, what do you do about itchy feet?
Okay. Well, itchy feet are usually a symptom of something upstream. Okay, she could have sciatica, something going on in her lower back. She could have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing her, her spinal cord, and her spinal cord is telling her feet to itch. Okay. And we deal with this all the time. We have a little book. It's only, I think it's 130 pages. It's called It's All in Your Head. It goes into 37 different diseases you can have just from osteoporosis of the skull. 37 different diseases from osteoporosis of the skull. And there's 17 of them from the skull south down to your feet. And it could be osteoporosis. It could be everywhere are in the skull squeezing the spinal cord, causing this downstream. One of the things that happens when your skull is squeezing the spinal cord, you get up multiple times at night to urinate because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord. The spinal cord is telling your urinary bladder to urinate. And doctors want to jump on it and do biopsies of the prostate gland, but women don't have prostate glands, so they can't get a prostate biopsy from a woman because women don't have prostate glands, and yet she might be getting up 10 times a night to urinate. That tells me right away she got osteoporosis of the skull. It's all reversible.
Let's go to Erasmus in Tacoma, Washington, on the wildcard line. Hello, Erasmus.
Hello, George. How are you?
Good, sir. Hope you are, too.
I am. I'm hanging in there, I think, but I need a little help from doctor.
Let's see what we can do for you.
Okay. Doctor, I have type 2 diabetes. And I also have a little bit of neuropathy going on, and I take metformin and insulin. And I'm wondering what you got on the
Well, this is your lucky day because we deal with thousands of people every day all over the world that have type 2 diabetes. Very easy to get rid of. It's a very simple nutritional deficiency disease. And taking these drugs you're taking can manage it, can lower the blood sugar a little bit, but it doesn't get rid of it because it doesn't resolve the nutritional deficiency.
This kind of masks the problem, doesn't
it,
Doc?
That's exactly right. It's like when you have engine problem in your car and you paint your car. It's not going to help the problem. So
I like your analogy of putting sand in the gas tank, right?
There you go. Or putting dirt from Texas in there.
That's right.
Okay, so how much do you weigh, sir?
270.
Okay, and how tall are you?
5'9".
Okay, and do you have any other issues? Do you have any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
No.
Okay, do you have any balance problems or dizziness?
No, I don't.
Do you have any regular heartbeat, atrial fibrillation, or tachycardia, fast heart rate?
I have had a heart attack, and I have a pacemaker and a stent.
Okay. And let's see here. Do you have anything, do you have anything going on downstream? How many times a night do you wake up to urinate? Once, three times, five times, 10 times?
Oh, none.
Okay, good.
That is good.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. You weigh 200 and something, and you're 6 foot?
No, I'm 5'9", and I weigh 270.
270, okay. So you're at least, you may be 100 pounds overweight, okay?
Yes.
I need you to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks of any kind, including soft drinks and also carbonated water. And then I want you to have... You really, at 270, should have 3 healthy brain and heart packs a month, or just get 2. Get 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month. I want you to get 1 bottle. Let me back up. I want you to have 1 meal a day of our, what's called, it's our weight loss product, okay? It's our weight loss product.
Okay.
And it's a shake, okay? It's a keto shake, okay? It's a keto shake, and it comes in chocolate and strawberry. It doesn't have to be the same meal every day, and it's a meal replacer. It's not to add to the meal. It's a meal replacer. And so you can have our keto shake. And, I have people working for me who've lost 200, 300 pounds because of this. You'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day on it.
That's good.
Because when you're overweight like that, it's because you're missing nutrients. So you got to get rid of the bad stuff. You got to get rid of the wheat, barley, rye, oats, so you can absorb nutrition. So you're not hungry all the time. When you're not absorbing nutrients, you're hungry all the time. It's called PICA, P-I-C-A. That behavior will go away, and you'll find out that you're not eating so much. You're leaving food on the table, and people are saying, "Well, what's the matter with you? You're leaving food on the table now." Well, that's because you're getting the minerals, and the 2 healthy brain and heart packs. If finances are not a problem, I'd go for 3. Because you're almost 300 pounds.
Doc, is being that overweight contribute to the type 2 diabetes?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, and they're related. One contributes to the other. Now, then in addition to what we've said, okay, the 2 or 3 of the healthy brain and heart packs, okay, and the keto shake, 1 meal a day, doesn't have to be the same meal every time. It's not to add to a meal. It's a meal replacer. Then I also want you to take 3 of our Sweeties. Take Sweeties tablets. Take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. That'll be 3 bottles a month. There's little bitty bottles.
I like those. I take them.
I take them. I don't have a problem, but I take them just for prevention. And don't cold turkey off your medication for your diabetes, but as your blood sugar drops, you can slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers. We take people, you know, that have been a type 2 diabetics for 25, 30, 40 years, and in 2 weeks' time, you see dramatic results, and in 6 weeks' time, you're not a diabetic anymore. Okay, now the question comes in, well, how long do you have to stay on the Sweeties? Well, as long as you need oxygen, because otherwise, within weeks or months, you'll be back down in the same hole again. You need to take this stuff. You cannot get it from your food. Plants do not make minerals, okay? And it's essentially a mineral deficiency. People say, well, which one is it? Well, I used to tell people which one it was. They go buy that one mineral, okay, from a grocery store, and then I didn't hear from them. I called the family 3 months later. I said, well, whatever happened to Frankie? Oh, he took that one mineral you told him about, and he was feeling good for a couple of weeks, and then he died. Well, that's because he didn't take all of them that I told him. He just took that one. So I stopped telling people which one it is. Well, you'll learn which one it is when you buy it and so forth. But it's more complicated than taking one nutrient because you cannot get all the nutrients you need from just eating well. That's the big mistake that doctors make.
Good point, Doc. Texts and tweets, what do you have for Doc, Tom?
Hey, Doc, this one's from Mary Ann in Ohio. I am 95. I've eaten one banana split a month for as long as I can remember. Shouldn't I feel worse than I do because of gluten?
95.
Okay, 95. That's good. Okay,
not bad. Maybe those ice creams are working, huh?
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. I don't know how much gluten there is in vanilla ice cream with a banana in it. Because I don't think there's any gluten in vanilla ice cream and a banana.
And the banana's good for you, right?
Your banana's good for you. Okay, but you do want to stay away from gluten. And you do want to, at 95, I'd go ahead and, you know, stay away from the bad stuff and be sure you're taking the 90 essential nutrients according to your body weight. It's, you know, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. If you only weigh 100 pounds, 110, 120 pounds, take a half a dose of everything twice a day. And then we have secret sauces for over 600 different diseases, you know, for high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, digestive problems. So we need to know a little more information before we, you know, add any more information to that. But go ahead and start there and start with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per month. Take a half a dose twice a day and absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pepperoni, hot dogs, all that stuff's got to go.
We're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. If you haven't been to it yet, take out your smartphone, go to your computer and hit it. I want to see some high numbers on that website. And the toll-free number to call Doc for assistance. He's got people there working for him right now. 1-855-949-7234. That phone number will work into the week as well. So make sure you write it down and keep it. 1-855-949-7234. And the website, again, is criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Mike in Iowa. Squeeze you in before the break, Michael. Go ahead.
Doc, 3 months ago, slipped on some ice, overextended my shoulder, tore a couple places in it, approximately 10%, they're saying. Two surgeons, of course, wanted to cut and do surgery, but I had a good surgeon at a university said, you don't need surgery. It should heal okay within time and be okay. I'm tending to believe that the surgeon in the university, it was right, but are there things I should take that will help as far as minerals and vitamins or I guess whatever that will help it heal? And do you think it will heal?
Yes. You ever hear a guy by the name of Theo Ratliff?
I saw a Dr. Wolf at a university in Iowa City.
Okay, you've never heard of Theo Ratliff. He was a basketball star. Okay, this is the 20th anniversary of us working with him. He was 24 years old 20 years ago, and he had bone-to-bone arthritis in both knees, had tears in his hips. He fractured his shooting arm wrist. He lost his $35 million contract with the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, this is the 20th anniversary for him. We're doing a podcast. We'll send you a copy of the podcast, George. You'll love it.
You turned his career around, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We came up with a new product for him called the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. We came up with our Rebound, our sports drink Rebound, with 100 nutrients in it.
Because of him?
Because of him. We did all that for him. And within 6 months' time, he got his position back. He lost his $35 million contract. He made over $100 million in 11 years.
Wow. Doc, hold on. We're at a break. We'll come back and finish up with Mike in Iowa and take care of his bones. And welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, George Norrie with you, criticalhealthnews.com. And Doc, we were talking to Mike in Iowa, who had some pretty brittle bones, and you were going to help him out.
Yeah, so you're doing the Theo Ratliff thing. Let's see here. Mike, correct?
Yep.
Okay, how much you weigh?
Too much, 225.
225, okay.
Five,
any other issues, any diabetes, high blood pressure?
Nope. Nope.
Okay, good. So 225, I want you to get rid of all the bad foods so you can maximize absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no buckwheat, absolutely no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones and the carbonated water need to go. And then two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose of everything twice a day. That's 215 nutrients twice a day. Okay. And then you need the MSM, get two bottles a month there, so you can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. They're going to regrow cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone makes bone itself. So if you have osteoporosis and arthritis, it'll regrow all that tissue like we did for Theo. And then I also want you to have our collagen peptides, okay? Get two little canisters. It's powder. Take a scoop of that with your morning drink, scoop of their evening drink. And we also want you to use our Rebound, our sports drink, which we also made for Theo. It has 100 nutrients in it, and it comes in powder. It comes in, sticks. There's 30 sticks in a box, 100 nutrients in each stick. The powder is 36 servings there. There's 100 nutrients in each serving there. The cans, there's 12-ounce cans. They come 12 in a case, and they have 100 nutrients in them, but they're carbonated. So I pop the tops on them. Two of them at night before bedtime, put them in the refrigerator so they're flat in the morning. All the carbonation's gone, so I have one with breakfast. I only weigh 142 pounds. I'll take the other one. I'll drink a half of it with lunch and have the other half of the second one throughout the afternoon. And so I'm getting 100 nutrients four times a day that way.
That's amazing, Doc.
Yeah. And so you'll regrow your bones. You'll regrow all your cartilage and ligaments and tendons. We do this with professional athletes of every sport. Been doing it for many, many years. And this is our 20th anniversary with Theo Ratliff. And we're coming out with this podcast on him. What a great story. He just turned 50, and he's done so much for his community. With the money he's made, he purchased this wonderful community facility, and he provides it free for students to come learn.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's right. Mike, thank you. Next up, we go to Chris in Lancaster, New York. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good evening, George and Dr. Wallach. Listening on 930 WDN out of Buffalo.
Oh, great.
But my reason for calling is I've heard the doctor a few times over the last year or so, and finally got a chance to call in. Calling for my mother.
Okay. How old is she, Chris?
She is turning 70 in July.
70 in July, and just quickie, how much does she weigh, and what's her height?
She's a little underweight, I'd say about 130-ish, give or take, and she's about, I'd say about 5'9 or so.
Okay, and what's her issue? What's wrong with
her? All right, she always had perfect health history. She used to teach home ec and dietary skills and really good diet. Used to make the whole family eat well, and then she had a brain tumor. She's having seizures back in 2013, and in the meninges. I forget what they call the term for it, but had a brain surgery to remove that sickened part of the meninges there. It wasn't cancerous though, but it was supposed to be a routine surgery. Back to work in 4 months, and well, here we are. That was 2013, and now it's 2023, and she's always got this constant shaking of her hands, speech issues, memory, things like that, and just wondering if there's anything that could help her.
Help her alleviate some of this, Doc.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
And you say she weighs
135?
135, okay.
And she's 70 years old.
Yeah, get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no buckwheat, no carbonated drinks, no sugar. And then I want her to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose of everything twice a day. I also want her to have 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. And they're going to help rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including in the brain and the skull and the spinal cord and all the vertebrae and all that kind of stuff. Then I also want her to have our Synaptive, get 2 bottles a month of our Synaptive. And this is the raw materials that your brain cells need to talk to each other. I want her to take 3 of those twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month of our Synaptive. I also want her to have our I-26. Our I-26 rebuilds the white matter of the brain, which is the myelin, makes up 25% of the brain weight and 25% of the spinal cord weight. And it's the sort of insulation material of the brain and spinal cord, and so your brain can send messages down to the feet without the message falling out because it didn't have any insulation. So she needs that I-26. It comes in 3 forms. It has the chewables, which I like. It tastes like vanilla ice cream, so I take 3 of those chewables at lunchtime. And I only weigh 142. It comes in powder. If you prefer that, you can put in her drink. It also comes in capsules, which you could take twice a day. And then also, I want her, I said the Synaptive, the I-26. I also want her to eat 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolk, soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambled butter. I've been doing that for over 25 years. And that's because the brain is 25% this myelin. The spinal cord is 25% myelin, okay, which is a white matter, and it's 100% cholesterol. You got to provide that cholesterol. You can't have her. She cannot be taking cholesterol lowering drugs, and that's going to help her be a new woman. She can use our rebounder sports drink. She could have one or two a day. If she can drink the cans, she needs to pop the tops at them at night before she goes to bed, so they'll be gas free in the morning. But if she takes the powder, she can just make one right away in the morning kind of thing and one away at lunch, okay? 100 nutrients in the rebounder sports drink.
And, Chris, here's that phone number to call in case you missed anything Doc just said. 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc? Is Tom ready? Nope, I don't think he's ready. Aaron in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Aaron. Go ahead.
How you doing, George? How
great.
You doing, Wally?
Okay.
I was wondering, what would you say could cause a person that has had seizures since, like, they started around the age of four, or they'd have, like maybe 100 in a night, and then later on when they were, like, 18, they would occasionally have spells of them. What could cause that?
Well, it could be caused by a birth defect. If mother was missing stuff when the brain was forming in the embryo because it was happening at a younger age, right? Also, if she's on a cholesterol-lowering drug and not eating eggs and avoiding foods with cholesterol in it, this can result in seizures. And so this, again, she needs to get rid of, this is for your mom, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So she needs to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown rice, no buckwheat, absolutely no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet drinks got to go, those carbonated water got to go. I'd have her take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose thing twice a day, two bottles a month, the MSM, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time, regrow cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes it, all that kind of stuff. But I also want her to have, again, the Synaptive. I want her to take three of those twice a day, that's two bottles a month. I also want her to have the I-26, at least one serving a day. I take three servings at lunchtime. I use the chewables because I like them. They taste like vanilla ice cream, okay? And that's going to rebuild the brain, rebuild the collagen in the brain, which is the myelin, the white matter of the brain, makes up 25% of the brain weight and 25% of the spinal cord weight. And when they're not doing right, or, you know, they weren't prepared right, there's a problem there, they're short-circuiting, this all goes away. I run into people all the time with these issues, and so we're very quick to have an answer because we have a lot of experience with it.
All right, text and tweets. Now, Tom, what do you have for Doc?
This one from Darla in Cincinnati. Does your guest have any suggestions on what to do about bouts of continuous sneezing?
Sneezing? What causes a sneeze, Doc?
Okay, it could be actually something to do with the ninth cranial nerve, glossopharyngeal nerve being squeezed, okay, by the skull, when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And so that's a possibility. It could be an allergy. Okay, those are two possibilities. And so it's one of those things where you cover both areas, okay, and none of the bad foods, absolutely. You got to stay away from allergens and, you know, wear a mask when you go outside when there's pollen in the air and all that kind of stuff. And then also, again, you want to make sure that they're taking the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the MSM.
Is it the nose's way, Doc, of cleaning out your system?
Well,
when you sneeze?
That's a possibility, but it could be the skull squeezing the nerves. Okay, the cranial nerves that go to the olfactory stuff, which is the nose and the sinuses and all
yep,
that kind of stuff.
Yep.
The skull squeezing, which is the first cranial nerves going up that part of the nerve system, okay, in the brain. And so I run into these things all the time. And so the question I would ask this woman or this guy is how many times they wake up at night to urinate. When they wake up at night 3, 5, 8, 10 times a night, the skull is squeezing the spinal cord telling the urinary bladder to urinate. You know they have irregular heartbeat. They have dizziness. They have ringing in the ears, swallowing problem, all these things, slow loss of vision, and they can't see anything wrong with the eyes. You know, there's no cataracts, nothing like that, but they're slowly losing vision because the skull is squeezing the optic nerve and causing macular degeneration and all that kind of stuff. Because the skull gets thicker when you have osteoporosis of the skull and squeezes all the nerves in the spinal cord. And doctors don't get taught this in school. So they just send you to a specialist to treat the symptom of your showing. And they don't get to the root cause of the problem. We get to the root cause.
Let's go to Eva in Boise, Idaho, first-time caller. Hi, Eva. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
Well, sorry.
How can we help you, Eva?
Well, there's a few things. One is I have neuropathy in my feet, and that was caused, they say, by diabetes. I have diabetes, too. I got just slammed with all this when I turned 64. And then I have cancer in my uterus. So those are my issues.
let's address the type 2 diabetes first, Doc, and then
okay.
The neuropathy.
How much do you weigh?
142.
Okay. Well, again, you need to get rid of all the bad foods, max absorption of the good stuff, okay? At 142, I'd have you take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose during breakfast, full dose during dinner time. I also want you to take the MSM, two bottles of that, so you can take three at breakfast, three at lunch or dinner time. That's going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone rings, bone itself, including the skull. And then I also want you to have the, you have diabetes, correct?
Type 2.
Type 2, okay. You need to get two bottles a month of our sweetie, so you can take three twice a day. Do not cold turkey off your medication, but as your blood sugar begins to drop, you can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. And usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you'll be an ex-diabetic if you have type 2 diabetes. It's not a genetic thing. It's not an autoimmune thing. It's a very simple nutritional deficiency. Very easy to get rid of. The sweeties, we treat diabetes all over the world with that one. It's a miracle, okay, product. And then, let's see here.
And how long does it take, Doc, for the supplements to kick in? I mean, one day, a week? How long does it take?
Well, I've seen people get rid of their diabetes in one day. I've seen people take 6 weeks because they've been eating gluten for so many years. It takes a while for the intestines to heal.
Mm-hmm.
They quit eating gluten so they can absorb the nutrition. So there's other factors involved. Okay, whether they're going to be seeing benefit in 2 days or 6 days or 10 days, but they'll see benefit very quickly.
If you miss a day, is that bad?
Well, you don't want to get into the habit of thinking it's okay to miss a day. It's kind of like, can you not breathe for an hour? Okay, you have to breathe.
You got to breathe constantly.
Yeah, and your heart, you have to breathe. Your heart beats 24/7 every day of your life. Your heart beats 24/7 every day of your life. And when you're asleep, it's beating. When you're sitting at your desk, it's beating. And so you need to have all these nutrients going to your heart, okay? And you cannot get it from your food. You must supplement. Plants do not make minerals, so you have to take these minerals like we did for Theo Ratliff. Plants can make vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids, but plants cannot make minerals. Nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. And, George, that's why there's some places where you don't find a lot of diabetes. That's why there's some places where you don't find a lot of arthritis.
That's
some
right.
Places where the land is flowing with milk and honey and people live to be 956 years of age, like Methuselah, okay, because they're getting all these nutrients.
Doc, we're out of time. I'll see you in 6 weeks. That'll be close to your birthday.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, George. We'll see you. We'll see you at the event.
You got it. We'll be at Contact in the Desert, folks. I'll be back in a moment as we talk about bioelectricity in your body.